Precious brothers and sisters in the Lord, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
all
who are here from near and far, and in particular, all our brothers and sisters who are joining us online. Many are connected right now, local assemblies, and I received already greetings from Kananga, from the DRC, greetings from Brazil, our brother Kier is there,
Minas Gerais,
from the churches Victoria,
Porto Alegre, das sind alle
Porto Alegre,
Süden Brasiliens.
All cities in the south of
grüßen.
Brazil, they are sending
wir sind
greetings.
Dankbar
we are grateful
für
to
den
God
gestrigen Abend,
for last night,
für den Segen, den wir
for the blessing
haben,
which
für die
we received,
Gemeinschaft,
for the inner fellowship
miteinander haben dürfen, dass
which
wir das Mahl
we could have together.
Dürfen,
celebrating the Lord's
und
Supper,
Herrn gedenken,
remembering the Lord. The singers right now, they have sung about the wonderful love of God, which no man can describe. Although the whole sea would be ink and the sky
all das
paper,
was Gott an uns Großes getan hat.
One could never write it down what God has done for us. I'm really grateful for the choir, for the instruments. The Lord has given us much grace, giving us such talents, playing such a heavenly music, so that our hearts are really quickened and revived. May the Lord bless in particular our brother Eric Schmidt and also the singers and the players. It's something wonderful, for I tell you, the enemy cannot stand it when we praise the Lord. He cannot stand it. Just think of it. When Saul was tormented by an evil spirit, then David was called to play the harp, and then the evil spirit had to flee. So there where the praise and worship is, there the enemy must flee. And so we want to praise the Lord this morning by singing a couple of choruses. We start with chorus number one, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray. We start with chorus number one. We come from the east and west. Number four, yesterday, today, forever. Number 11, isn't he wonderful? number 18. And you sing number 8, Only Believe, and then Brother Alfred comes. Do we believe this, that the Lord is present this morning to bless us? And therefore, it's on us to believe this morning, to believe, as we have sung here, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. All things are possible, also this morning. Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, I would like to read a word. And to this I ask you to stand up from Titus, chapter 3, from verse 4. Titus 3, verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Please, Brother Schmidt. Almighty God, we are looking up to You in this hour of grace which You have given us, that we should open our mouths to praise You. Lord, we thank You that Your mercy, the loving kindness of our God and Savior, has appeared also to us. Grace was granted to us. We thank You, great God, that You have called us from east and west, from south and north, from all the world. You have called people together. They are coming from all over to You, the living One, not to a man, O Lord, but to You, the only God. that your mercy has been revealed to us. Thank you that through your word and spirit the new birth took place in all of us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost which you have given. Thank you that we know that it was poured out abundantly on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you. We ask you. Give grace, Lord, that our hope, that we not get disappointed in the hope, but you are giving everything for the glory of your name. Be with us this morning. Speak to us through your holy word. Lord Jesus, anoint the lips through which you will speak. Lord in heaven, we have come to this place to hear what you have to say to us. Be merciful. Be merciful. We thank you for it. In your precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We remain standing. There is a child dedication. And we ask the parents to come to the front with their children. Let us sing a chorus. We'll give you the What is the name? My darling. Great God. We are coming into your presence in reverence. By faith, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are still in the days of the Bible. The parents are still bringing their children to you so that they are dedicated to you. Bless the daughter. Bless the whole family. We consecrate her unto you for time and for eternity, O Lord. Be blessed and God dedicated. Blessed be the whole family. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 It's good. May God bless Mommy and Daddy. May God be with you.
Lord God, we come into your presence in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're still in Bible days. You are receiving all mothers, whoever brings their children to you, even this morning. And therefore, we dedicate this child to you. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon this child and upon the whole family. Be dedicated and consecrated to the Lord God as a family. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 Yes. Amen.
gestern, heute und für immer.
Yesterday, today. You may be seated. To the Lord our God be all the glory, especially for that what has happened last night at this place. God has done great things. We worship Him.
Schön ist es, wenn wir wachsam sind.
It is good if we are attentive, if we are listening, if we are believing, and if we receive by faith for what we are asking for. Because we know that all promises of God are yes and amen. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, through us. Then we have prayer requests, in particular for our precious sister in Italy. It's not easy where the physicians are doing an operation, and if then the things are not getting so as they should be. And then comes the trouble. And one can imagine that it is being asked, why did this come upon me? Why must I go this way? And as already said last night, we want to really remember all those who have to go through trials, whether it's spiritual kind or whether it's a natural kind. And it's really my conviction that the moment has to come where we have to speak out the word upon the command of the Lord. Not on our own initiative, but really by revelation, receiving from God what has to be said and what has to be done. Today, we will ask briefly one brother from Brazil, one brother from Portugal, and one brother from the DRC or from Angola, just to say a few words, not even to read something, just to give greetings. We are doing it out of conviction because we know that God has led you to this place and that you are passing on what you have received from the Lord. Then we have a large number of greetings. I just see now that the whole sheet of paper with all the telephone calls is missing here. I have to ask for forgiveness. Here we have greetings from Ernesto. Greetings from Mukunda. Greetings from Safari. Greetings from Turin. Greetings from Yannick. Greetings from Serbian. Greetings from Kolonji. Greetings from Sanga. Greetings from Bukasa. Greetings from Kitenge. Greetings from Kabanga. Greetings from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Glabubat. Greetings from Keses. Then, special greetings from our brother Ellis Wendel from Edmonton, Canada. Then greetings from Ludmilla. And then greetings from our brother and sister Anderson from New Zealand. Now, all the phone calls, I haven't got them here. I've written them down, all of them. But, I hope that no one is angry with me. Then, the announcement, brothers and sisters, that now we can take everything out from the internet, also the four magazines, which we announced here in the circular letter. You just have to push a few buttons, to Science magazine, the date, and then the whole article appears in the internet. Or Life magazine, 17th of May, 1963. You just have to put it in, and the whole article appears. Just writing the subject into the internet, and then the whole article comes. Something else. Even the photograph of Brother Branham, which hangs in Washington, and which I have seen in Washington on 18th of December, I've seen it with my own eyes. You just have to click it, and already you have the information with the photograph, with the pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham in the Library of Congress. Everything you can have now. Doesn't matter what kind of subject. And in the same way with that, what is happening in Jerusalem. Everything can be clicked on. You just have to push a few buttons and already you have the headline. The upper room in Jerusalem will be given to the Catholics. All the informations which we need and which we have to place biblically, all these informations you can have. Everybody can have them. And all can look it up. Then just for us, a general information. In every quarter, we have the possibility to publish a photograph of our meetings in one of the main publications in our country. They are read in Berlin. They are read from all. And the man is a Lutheran. But he came to Krefeld. He was here once. I visited a congress and he was asking me to speak there. And since that time, he just says, Brother Frank, although I walk another way, yet I know that you have received a calling from God. We will see how long it will last. Here, in the newest publication, right on the first page, we have the photograph from Kinshasa, where more than 8,000 people were gathered, as we testified of it last night. We were driving with a taxi to the airport, and I was told there are a few brothers who have a couple of questions on the way. And then there were not only brothers who were asking questions, then there were about 8,000 people gathered to hear the word of God. Brothers and sisters, we are truly living in a very, very wonderful time, in the most important time period in the history of mankind. God brings his redemption work to the completion. Now, before we deepen ourselves into the word, I would like to say that brothers have either a word of greeting or just praying and thanking God. Please come now to the front. Who of you would like to come? Just a couple of words. And then the next one comes. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a great privilege to be the fourth time in Krefeld. I bring greetings from the north and the south of Brazil, and also our brother Les Timor. And we have returned here because we must charge our spiritual batteries, and expressing our gratefulness to Brother Frank and to the church here. We ask for your prayers. And we are expecting Brother Frank next week in Brazil. God bless you.
Que a paz do Senhor Jesus Cristo seja com todos.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The last time I was here, it was not only a visit. I said, I will come again. We are blessed that we may be here.
Porque ouvimos e vimos aquilo que Deus tem feito.
We have heard and seen what God has done in our days. And we are having a part in the plan of salvation of God. So that those who have found peace with God, that they are coming to the perfection by the ministry. I bring you greetings from the church in Portugal. We are bodily not present, but spiritually they are joined with us. God bless you all. Now we ask our brother Oleg, and we ask brother Kolya to translate him. We want to hear Russian also. Here is a man. He speaks Russian, Romanian, English, and Portuguese. Today in Russian. I thank the Lord for this possibility to be here together with brothers. I thank the Lord for the possibility to hear the living word of God. Everything is by the grace of God. I thank the Lord
wunderbare Brüder,
for such wonderful brothers.
Господа за этого раба Божьего, брата Франка.
Und ich danke dem Herrn,
the Lord,
den Knecht Gottes,
for the servant of God, brother Frank.
Это живое слово Божье.
Durch den wir bekommen das
through whom we receive the living word. I thank the Lord in his name. I once again thank him
and
I wish all brothers and sisters the blessing of God. Thank you. Is there another brother who wanted to say something from the DRC or from Angola? Or from ever. No one is coming anymore. Brothers and sisters, as we have said it, we are truly living in a special time, and you have understanding for it that I have to carry out the divine commission seriously, and I'm aware of the responsibility which I have. I've otherwise no problems, no needs, only that God comes to his right with all of us, and that all who hear the word of the Lord now, the revealed promised word for this time, all who hear it now, that they are joined with God on their inside, are believing biblically and are doing the will of God in obedience. Today, I brought with me from the sermon of Brother Branham a very special doctrine or a claim which Brother Branham made in the sermon Broken Cisterns.
In English, Broken Cisterns.
And this is a sermon of the 26th of July, 1964. And here it's about, in a discussion with Lee Vale, who was many years together with Brother Branham. It's about the question, what is the true sign that we received the Holy Ghost? And we all know what is being taught all over and what is being claimed, in particular in the Pentecostal charismatic movement, which has now 550 millions of people all over the world. All are claiming to be saved. Much music in their meetings, claiming to speak in tongues. And then Brother Maynard and I, we did it time and again. We accepted an invitation, whether it was in Taipei, whether it was in South America, and then on the platform, the flashlights, red, blue, green, and the music, and the girls dressed like in a dancing room, and then hallelujah, and then are coming the various languages, and all are walking their own ways, all are having their own doctrines, all are believing and doing what they like, and they are under the impression that they received the confirmation from God.
in dem sie sind.
They are feeling themselves confirmed in what they are. And they say, God has given us His Spirit, so it must be right with us. But if we just think about it, that even all who prophesied, all who cast out devils, all who operated gifts, that on that day it will be said to them, depart from me, I don't know ye. Then one has to come to the point. And here, Brother Branham, he truly, in a vision, right in a vision, he received the answer from the Lord. And I read it here on page 12. He said, I also not. Here it's about the sign in the Pentecostal charismatic movement. And then, although it was taught to me, he said, what do you mean? What do you mean? What could be the evidence? The true evidence from God. What could it be? What is this evidence? And then, the best evidence which I could imagine is the love. And then he says here, so we continued to speak about it. And then comes that, what I would like to put the emphasis on. But one day, the Lord let me see, the Lord corrected me in a vision. One day the Lord corrected me in a vision. He said that those who have the evidence of the Holy Ghost, who can receive the Word, who can receive the Word, this evidence is not in the love, neither in tongues, but only therein to receive and accept the Word. This is tremendous. And then comes, if He, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, then all that what I have taught you, He will reveal it to you. And He will show you things to come. This is the true evidence of the Holy Ghost. He never told me something wrong. Therein is the evidence. Whoever believes the Word, whoever can believe the Word, whoever can receive it and accept it, this is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. This is tremendous. We truly believe in all the spiritual gifts. And we wished, as Paul has said, we wished, I speak more in tongues than all of you. And I would like it best if you could prophesy. And whoever reads then in 1 Corinthians 13, there it speaks of the love. Nine times it speaks of love. Nine times. And if I would know all the mysteries, if I would have all the faith, listing, and there the love is just emphasized. But what kind of love is this? The love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, is the love for the truth. The love for the truth. The connection to that what God has said in His Word. And as our Lord, firstly it was a promise that the seed would come to bruise the head of the serpent. Then it was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And if we then read in the Holy Scripture, whether in Matthew 13, whether in Luke, in Mark 4, or whether in Luke 8, the Word is the seed. The Word is the seed. The divine seed is the Word of God. Also this, we a couple of times, we said it here at this place. When the Word should become flesh, then the angel Gabriel came and he gave the promise to Mary. And in that moment, when she believed this promise, the promise which God had given in His Word, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. When this moment was fulfilled, and when Mary believed, then the Holy Ghost came upon her, and the Word became flesh, and the Son of God was born. The seed was manifested. Brothers and sisters, the same it is of course with us. Firstly, the Word of promise. And then we believe the Word of promise. And then the Spirit of promise comes upon us. And this Word, to make this Word in us true, to let it become reality, that it is not only written in the Bible, but that it can be manifested in us and through us. Beloved, we cannot be enough grateful that we believe every word of God, accepting it, knowing it's a seed which was laid into our hearts. And whatever the man sows, this he will reap. Whoever receives the seed of the Word in himself, he will reap that what God's Word says. And he will have part in that what God is doing right now. Some are stumbling over it, that we mention Brother Branham. We are, of course, also mentioning Paul and Peter and Moses and Abraham. Let us think about it briefly. What happened already in the Old Testament? One can read it. At the time of Abraham, there was a famine. And this was not a single one. At the time of Isaac, was a famine. At the time of Joseph, there was also a great famine. And then came the storing in of the food. And then we have the whole report of that, what God has done at that time. And it's written, the whole population of the earth came. The whole population of the earth came to survive.
There
was so much at one single site. There was so much that the whole population of the earth could survive. And you all know what God promised. When the 7 years came, then in 1 year they were reaping the sevenfold. Sevenfold. God always took care that people believed him, that they did what he said, and then he did that what he promised. But then it's really it really goes one step further. One can read it, and I don't say this for my sake, I say it in the plural, for our sakes. In Joshua 1, verse 11, it's written, store in food. When was it? When the word of God was in the Ark of the Covenant, and when the crossing of the River Jordan should take place, then God took care for it, that not only the word of the covenant, but also the people should store in food and should take it with. Brothers and sisters, I repeat myself. I don't say it for my sake. Brothers, they were asking me about it. On the 2nd of April 1962, the Lord spoke also in the plural, store in food. And then the prophet said, in the singular, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. Brothers and sisters, we are truly arrived at a very special point, and we know the man of God does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And every word of God must be preached and believed in the original. Not a single interpretation, not a single adding, but the pure and holy word of God. Here in Titus, we just read it, but in chapter 1, from verse 1, it says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. This is addressed to God's elect. All the others will walk on their own ways. But all who belong to God's people, they are being called out now, being separated, being sanctified and purified, being prepared unto the glorious return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, which we count on. Everyone counts on it. Which we count with. No one knows day and hour, but we are counting based upon the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We count that it happens very soon, and nevertheless, we remain very sober. Whoever wishes to marry, let him marry. Whoever wants to learn a profession, let him learn the profession. Just in the natural, remaining normal, sober. It's also my prayer that not a single case would come into the press of us, where people would do something stupid. May God keep his protecting hands over us, that we remain clear and true, clear in the head, true in the heart, believing God, and by this experiencing our preparation, that really no one of us is getting mad. And one brother who is here, he doesn't have to return here. And then we have here in Titus chapter 1, in verse 2, we have it here, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Promised before the world began. The promise merged in the divine reality. We received the full forgiveness by the grace of God, as we mentioned it last night from many scriptures. But look here, always the word promise, as God promised it before time began. And then, when the time was fulfilled, then it happened. And God watched over his word. And everything took place just as the prophets foretold it. The same it is in our time. But now, in verse 3. But has in due times manifested his word, through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. You can go especially to the book of Acts 13, where Paul gives an overall view of what happened in the Old Testament and how it happened, and then the fulfillment in the New Testament, showing it, but being manifested his word. The emphasis is today on the word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God remaineth forever. And if it is being said here, one day the Lord showed me in a vision. He corrected me in a vision. Brother Branham, he was also thinking that the love is the highest. And the love would be the evidence. Love has its place. And let us be honest. If the gifts of the Spirit are not embedded in the love, then everything becomes quickly to a singling, to a tingling cymbal and a tinkling brass. Then it's just a sound behind nothing. There's nothing. Then it is being done on their own, on one's own initiative, and then the gifts are operated after one's own discretion. So love has its place. And brothers and sisters, if the love of God was poured out into our hearts in reality by the Holy Spirit, then we have the access to the Word of God. The love of God joins us with God and joins us with that what God has promised in His Word. And then we see the difference between anointing and between sealing with the Holy Ghost. Many are anointed, but only he who received the word of truth, believing it, he only can be sealed with the Holy Spirit. And so, Brother Branham, in this sermon, he just had to correct that the people should not imagine something and saying, God has blessed us, we received everything, we are rich and have need of nothing. No, here it is being said, he told me that those have the evidence of the Holy Spirit who can receive the word. The evidence is neither in the evidence nor in speaking of tongues, but therein to receive and accept the word. And then once again, for therein is the evidence. Whoever can believe the word, whoever can receive it, he has the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Can you receive it? Then you are born of God. And the seed is the word of God. And this seed was sown into you. You have come out from all confusion. And you were sanctified in the word of truth. And you received the connection to God by His grace. How nice that it's written here, manifested in due times. In due times, He manifested His word through preaching. And then we think on Isaiah 53. On Romans chapter 11, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Brothers and sisters, on my deep inside of my heart, I am convinced that all, who believe in this time the word of promise and who believe it are part of the bride church of the Lamb. And that the Lord will reach His goal with all of us. As Paul could write at that time, we are goal-orientated, we want to have our eyes focused on Him. Why did God reveal His plan of salvation? Through the preaching. God spoke out a commission. And I tell you, if you want to read it up, also from Washington, the short description, if the Lord comes down in the pillar of fire, giving testimony, giving testimony. This is the man whom I have ordained to be my prophet, to preach my word to my people. Then we say amen to it. Then we say amen. And when did it happen? At the due time, at the appointed time. Not already 500 years ago. All the great men of God, all the men of God, no doubt, all had their place. And Martin Luther, Zwingli, Huss, whoever they were, all lived their lives for the Lord, so that the word could be translated and could be spread. But because we really now arrived in this very last prophetic period of time, therefore, the word of prophecy in all the details had to be put upon the lampstand, so that we are all taught by God, being led into the Word. And then not one brother needs to teach the other brother. No after meeting has to take place. Then no one has to go out and fetch somebody and then speak with him. Whoever does something like that, with him God didn't speak in the meeting at all. If God has spoken to us in the meeting, then we go silently outside and gratefully. But I say it once again, whoever thinks then to preach something outside, he should really remain at home the next time. Brothers and sisters, or he has to submit under the mighty hand of God. At this place, no one is teaching the other one. At this place, we are all being taught by God. Here the word is being preached, the word which was at the beginning. And if we read all the sermons of Brother Branham, also this, we said here at this place, truthfully, we time and again said it. It's of course not written that the messenger will accomplish everything, but the message which was entrusted unto him. And therefore, we reject all the glorification of a man. We totally reject it. We cannot go here into details to be not laughed at from the public. But this, what is being done with Brother Branham, it's the same as then with Moses, making an idol and saying, then they were dancing around the golden calf. And what did Moses do? He smit it into pieces. The same it must happen today. We'll give all the glory only to Jesus. And he's walking amidst the seven golden lampstands. Also, this must be emphasized. Whoever understood the ministry of a man of God, he will also understand Matthew 17. There was Moses and also Elijah. But when the glory of God came down, and when the supernatural cloud could be seen, when they were veiled in, and when the voice sounded, afterward, Elijah and Moses were not seen anymore. Thus it is written, and they saw Jesus alone. Moses had his task. Elijah had its task. He can have it once again. But in that moment, when the Lord revealed himself supernaturally, then only one remains. And this is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And to him alone belongs all the glory throughout eternity. In Galatians chapter 1, the apostle also set forth what God dictated him into the pen. Galatians chapter 1, firstly verse 11 and 12. Galatians 1, verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. So, not an evidence of a man. Next verse, verse 12, it says, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. This just belongs to it. Previously, this man was taught by the feet of Gamaliel, but he had to forget everything. He had to make a totally new beginning from that moment on, when he received the heavenly calling. And therefore, he could write for me, for us, very important. The gospel preached by me is not after man. Not in some kind of Bible school or lesson. Not on some preacher seminar. But by a direct revelation and commission of Jesus Christ. These are true men of God who have received a divine commission, and they have only one obligation, and this is toward God. Then we have here the wonderful verses in Galatians 1, verse 6 and 7. Galatians 1, verse 6 and 7. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And then, verse 7, which is not another. There exists only one gospel, the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord, which is now preached unto all nations for a witness. Then it continues, there's no other gospel, but that there be some people who trouble you, who confuse you, and who want to pervert the gospel of Christ. From such people, we should be aware. We only want the original word of God. Really, not a single explanation, not a single interpretation, nothing at all, but only the word of God in the original. And the Holy Spirit leads into all the truth. Now, concerning the love, we emphasized it already. And in Romans chapter 12, we read also about it. Romans chapter 12, verse
9.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. I don't know whether you all feel it already, but I really feel it. The love of God is becoming more and more closer. It joins always more and more deeply.
So,
as written, firstly, God addresses us through His Word. We become believers in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We receive the forgiveness. We receive the full salvation by grace. And then the Spirit of God works on until everything has become in the way as God wants it to be. Also the love has its place. And if we should place it in an order, as Brother Branham emphasizes it, firstly, the evidence is that we believe the Word, that we receive it, and by the Holy Spirit, that we get it revealed. But also everything else, also all the other promises which God had given. And with this, we can go to the beginning of the New Testament. And in Acts 11, Peter vindicated that what happened among the Gentiles. They also received the Holy Ghost as we at the beginning. Let us be honest in all points. Let us be honest with ourselves. Let us be honest with the Word of God. So that no one would be in our midst who would say, huh, then I don't need the baptism of the Spirit at all. You need everything. The conversion, the renewing, the new birth, the Spirit baptism, the brotherly love, the general love. We need everything, whatever the Lord prepared for us. The emphasis should probably just
be
toward them who think that they have everything and to be blessed in their charismatic meetings. The prophet of God has seen it in a vision. Tell them, not the gifts, not what you are doing, not what you are showing, but the divine evidence is therein that you can believe as the Scripture says, that you accept and receive every word of God, having part in the fulfillment what God promised. So at this place we believe in our Lord, every promise. Somebody told me yesterday, Brother Frank, I wish you a double portion. And my answer was, I would also be satisfied with a single portion. Do you understand what I mean? When we receive the first portion in the same way as the original church in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, all over, if we would receive such a measure, the double can also come at the end. Yes, when the mighty things will happen. May God, may the Lord be merciful to all of us. Now I have the question, which our Lord also asked. Did you understand the things properly? Did you understand it properly? Why Brother Branham has been shown it in a vision? He got the answer in a vision. Tell my people, not the gifts, not what you are doing, but the true evidence of the Holy Ghost is that you can believe and receive the Word. And then once again the emphasis, whoever believes the Word, whoever can receive it and accept it, this is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. I think I can say it here, brothers and sisters, that the message was not addressed to us in vain. May I really we have given the Word of God the first place, and that we reject every interpretation, letting God speak to us through His Word, so that He can work according to His Word. Many things could be read still, also about the Word. In my first circular letter, 1966, the headline was, "The Word of God Remains Forever." Heaven and earth shall pass away. Everything will pass away. But the Word of God remains forever. And if this Word of God is in you, then you remain also forever based upon the Word of God, because we have received eternal life by His grace. And the seed was the Word of God. The seed was the Word of God. Our Lord, the seed who would come to bruise the head of the serpent. And then it's written, I will pour out my spirit upon your seed. A seed will serve you. You can all look it up. God has a seed on the earth, sons and daughters of God, whom He pardoned, whom He called, who received forgiveness and reconciliation. As we emphasized last night, Paul, of course, said it. We are messengers in Christ's state, and we say, be ye reconciled with God. All who find grace in the sight of God, they receive. The second part is to believe what the Scripture has said, to believe as the Scripture has said. And when the Scripture says, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, then God said it. Not the prophet Malachi, God said it. Not Malachi sent, God has sent. And as it was necessary at that time, to hearken to the voice of him which cried in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord, so it is now that all who are born of God, all who have the connection to God, all who have the connection to the Word of God, and who believe every Word of God, all the promises, and all who receive it, they are having part in everything what the Lord has promised. Here in Romans 13, verse 10, it's written, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is right on top with all of us who we received the Word of God. Just being grateful, once again grateful, for what God has already done in this time. And let me say it here also. Let me emphasize it once again. What good is it for the people if they are dancing around the golden calf and are living and remaining in the past, not recognizing what God is doing right now, but instead despising it? How can this be placed? I read it to you. There is a special word in Psalms. Psalms 58 reminds us on all who oppose, on all as Korah and Datan and who they were, and even in Acts 13 they are mentioned there. But here, those are mentioned who reject because they have fallen prey to the lies. Listen what is written here in Psalms 58, verse 4 and 5 in German. Verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. This is not all. Verse 4, their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. There are brothers with whom one cannot speak. They just don't listen. It's impossible. They believe their own lies. They believe their own interpretations. And brothers and sisters, this really distinguishes us. I say it once again from all the others. This distinguishes us from all the others who made their own messages, who brought in their own interpretations. This distinguishes us from everyone. God has opened our ear. We are not deaf. We are hearing what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We receive and accept as it is written. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. But all who believe their own lies, their own interpretations, and interpretations are just lies. They just cannot stand the truth. They are not ready to even listen to the truth. And the truth is and remains God's holy word throughout all eternity. Not just the precious word of the apostle Peter. All these scriptures are well known to us. To me they are precious. Every time when I read them, they are precious. And I time and again have to do it on my journeys. The same scriptures are being read all over. But listen, listen closely what is written here in 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 22. 1 Peter 1 verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Here we have the relationship of the word of truth to the love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. God could work obedience in us. Faith, God could work in us. Unbelief and disobedience has no chance in us anymore. Let us read it once again in the connection. Verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your soul. Do we have it? I believe it. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. May God give it to you. May God give it to me. May God give it to all of us. The believing of the truth, and the truth has set us free from all error. The truth will have the victory in them and through them who received it. And then the next verses, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, being born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Amen. Blessed and praised be the Lord. This has happened with you and with me. Receive it and thank the Lord for it. Then verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. And once again, amen. All the glory to the Lord God. May He really pardon us in such a way that the church at the end will stand in the way as she was at the beginning. All the fruits of the Spirit, all the gifts of the Spirit, all the ministries, that everything becomes the way as it was at the beginning, in the full restoration. And brothers and sisters, also about this, we don't have to worry about it. This God already said in Zechariah 4, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit it will happen. And as in the hands of Zerubbabel, the foundation stone was, the cornerstone, so it is written, in his hands also the capstone will be, which will be placed under the jubilation, grace unto it. So, God has the responsibility for everything, to fulfill every promise. And we believe, and we will see them fulfilled. Are you not grateful for the word of the Lord? The word is the seed. It has come up in us. We have been born again unto a living hope. Receive it by faith. Also the last verse here, verse 25. The word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. To him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. And everything what still has to happen, the Lord will do it. He will not be too late. Let us walk forward by faith, trusting him, and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing once again, just as I am. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether there are still special prayer requests. Do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Do you believe with all your heart? Did you consecrate your lives to the Lord as it was at the beginning? I see just one hand which is raised. Now there is the second hand, the third hand, left side. So there can be a baptism after the service. Are there other prayer requests which you would like to bring before the Lord now? May God give you the faith that he may answer us now. May he answer us together. Our Lord, of course, said, oh, that you could believe, you would see the glory of God. Let us sing the chorus, Only Believe.
Amen.
great God. We are coming before your throne of grace. And we thank you with all our hearts for the finished work of redemption.
Du hast alle Krankheit, alle Sünde,
all the sickness, alle Gebrechen, all the sin, all the infirmities, all the pain you took upon yourself. By your stripes, we were healed.
Alle, die noch Not haben,
also, all those who have still problems
Befreiung
and who are praying for deliverance, dear Lord, it's still written,
who
the Son sets free is free indeed. Receive it. Receive it. For thus it is written in the Word of God. Also this is the Word of God. Receive it. Accept it by faith. And all who understood how important it is that we make now the right decision and not anymore wavering to and fro, but just believing as the scripture has said. Getting it revealed by God to know that we truly are led by the Spirit of God. Dear Lord, this you said yourself. If the Spirit of truth has come, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. Precious Lord, we thank you for the Spirit of truth, for the Word of truth, and we thank you all together for the divine message which you have given us in this time. We thank you for all the prophets, for all the apostles. We thank you for the Old and for the New Testament. And we thank you together that you have opened our understanding for every scripture. That you have given us the insight into your Holy of Holies by your grace. Dear Lord, we understood that you revealed yourself above the Ark of the Covenant, that above the Ark of the Covenant you came down and you spoke. Precious Lord, we believe that you, as the Lamb of God, died for us, and that you shed your blood, the blood of the new covenant for us. And we believe that you, as the high priest, entered with your own blood the Holy of Holies. That you placed it upon the mercy seat, upon the Ark of the Covenant, all the condemnation which has come over us by the law has been taken from us. We are pardoned, we are free, we are redeemed. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Bless with us all who are joining us online, all over the world, from the rising of the sun unto its setting. And complete thou, O Lord, thy work in our time. And we thank you for the fresh food, for your word, for this time, which you revealed and which we believe. Dear Lord, I commit unto you your church. Receive all, but I ask you that no one, but that no one is missing at the rapture, that all are ready, that all are part of it when you will return. That's how you have shown it to me. That's how I've seen it. That the great multitude dressed in white will be taken up. Precious Lord, once again I say it, I dedicate unto you your blood-bought flock, your spirit-baptized multitude, the multitude which received your word, which believed it with all their hearts, and which God it revealed. Dear Lord, together we will experience the completion. Bless your people Israel in a special way, and we thank you that the moment comes where all the nations will come to Jerusalem to worship you, the King of Kings. You will fulfill every promise. Bless us all and be with us, in particular all those who made their decision to be baptized. Once again we say it, blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, for your word, for your grace, for your faithfulness, for your working and moving in our time. Bless especially all brothers who have come for a visit, all brothers from Brazil, from Portugal, from the DRC, Angola, wherever it might be from. And bless all who have given their greetings via telephone. Precious Lord, your church has been called out from all peoples, tongues and nations. And we thank you for it. Bless all who have come. Bless all who listened. And to you, the Almighty God, we say praise and thanks in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all the people say,
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who want to be baptized, please come to the front. Do the sisters have a song? They can sing it. And in the meantime, I will say that God willing, what will happen, God willing, please come to the front. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. You dedicated your lives to the Lord. You want to be here for Him. You have dedicated your life to Him just by faith, receiving what God has given you, believing that He received you, that He accepted you, and yet that you may be His inheritance now. One moment. We hear this wonderful song still.
Die Liebe Gottes ist viel mehr als eine Zunge. sagen kann. Sie reicht hinaus zum höchsten Stern und greift zur tiefsten Sündenbahn. Wir schuldbeladene Sünderherzen gab Gott den Sohn dahin. Sein irrend Kind versöhnte er, vergab die Sünden ihn. O liebe Gottes, reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn eins entschwindet diese Zeit und jetzt schreite hier vergehen, wenn Menschen die nie beten wollten, zu Berg und Fels um Hilfe flehen, dann bleibt die Liebe Gottes stehen. Amen. So grenzenlos und rein. Erlösungsgnade für den Sünder wird stets der Heil'gen Lied sein. O liebe Gottes, reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heil'gen sein. Wenn wir das Meer mit Tinte füllten und wer der Himmel Pergament, wenn jeder Halm wär eine Feder, so dass man da mitschreiben könnte, die Liebe Gottes aufzuschreiben, das weite Meer verzehrt. Nie könnten Bücher alles fassen, wer noch so groß ihr wärt. O liebe Gottes, reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heil'gen sein. O liebe Gottes, reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heil'gen sein.
Amen.
Amen.
Only perfect love enters there.
And the perfect love is connected with a perfect word, so that the perfect will of God can happen in us by His grace. Don't you worry. Just believe as the scripture says, and the Lord will be with you. All who have come from near and far, from Finland, from the Czech Republic, Poland, from all the world, all of Europe, all who have come, may God bless you and be with you. especially with our brothers from Africa. God willing, now in October, it goes on a journey which will be a bit more difficult as the one was in September. Brother Helmut Miskis
hat seit der Zeit, als eine Bruder
since the time
aus Brasilien
when the brother was here from Brazil,
einfach
since that time,
miterlebt,
he just experienced
wie viele Türen
how many doors
haben,
opened,
wie viele Einladungen
how many invitations have come.
Von bewährten, so Gott will,
and God willing,
in sieben verschiedenen
we will be in seven different cities.
There are
flights, many flights back and forth to Sao Paulo, then again to another city. Please pray for me that the Lord may give me the physical strength to be able to finish the ministry so that God can complete his work in all of us. We are grateful that we are called and that we can preach the word. Then it continues to Peru, and God willing, we are then in 2.5 weeks, we are back again. The Lord God, may he bless you. I would like it best to once again call all the brothers to the front, giving all the brothers the opportunity to pray or to say a few words. Please believe me. We are joined with you. And we are grateful with all our hearts for all brothers. Who are giving out the same word, the same spiritual food at all places, all over the world, so that God's people, receive now the word, the food which the Lord prepared for us. Once again, let it be said, the man of God does not live by the natural bread alone, but by every word which has come forth from the mouth of God. Now, we would like to hear it. Do you believe every word of God? Then it is sufficient that Brother Schmidt prays with us. And Brother Miskis, Brother Miskis will pray for those who are getting baptized.
My Lord God,
we thank you for the word of life, which you are giving us every day and
new.
Every time we come into your presence, we thank you. Your word has not returned void, but it will accomplish for what you have sent it for. We have the evidence before us. People have heard the word. They believed. They received the word. And now they want to make a covenant with you. Lord in heaven, may you confirm this covenant with a good conscience, to live in a good conscience before you and before men. Please bless every individual who wants to give this testimony. They are dedicated to you for time and for eternity. Bless them. Sanctify them for the glory of your name. We pray, Lord, be with all on their ways home. Lead us, protect us. We depend on your blessing. We thank you for it. Once again, bless from the riches of your grace. Amen. And all the people said, I will ask Brother Gilbert that he comes, and Brother Arben will translate him. please come. Just a prayer of thanksgiving. The brothers must know that I really appreciate them.
Oh, grand Dieu, nous te remercions de tout notre cœur.
Great God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You have spoken to us in a tremendous way, and our heart is full of thanksgiving. Lord, help us to hold fast to that what we heard today. We thank you with all our hearts for the full salvation.
De ta
we thank you for the mighty revelation of your word. May we ponder upon your word in our hearts so that we don't sin against you.
Mögest du uns auch, Herr, Kraft schenken,
may you give us strength,
damit wir im Gehorsam vor dir wandeln können,
so that we walk in obedience before you,
deinem Wort gegenüber,
in obedience toward
alles
your word.
Kommt von dir, O Herr.
Everything comes from you, O Lord.
Wir danken dir, Herr, dass du den Tisch hier in dieser Stätte zubereitet
hast. Us the table at this place.
Und du hast der volle
And Lord, you have given us a full measure. And if we depart from this place, then we are aware that you have spoken to us.
And we have eaten
this food which has come down directly from heaven. The heavens were opened at this weekend, and we are aware of it. You have directly spoken to us. Lord, we are so grateful with all our hearts. We are full of gratefulness. And we thank you, Lord, for this everlasting gospel which you are still preaching today. Lord, you are using your servant. May he continue to distribute the food, continue to strengthen him. He needs your strength to carry this gospel, this gospel which calls out to the world that they should believe on you, and which all the creation under heaven must hear. Lord, you have given to our brother a worldwide responsibility. Lord, we thank you that you have opened our ears and eyes to receive what you have to say to us. May all the glory be given unto you alone, and may you be with each one of us. And give us that we remember all what you have spoken to us today. May your love fill our hearts. May your love fill our hearts, which connects us together with you. May we be ready, for your return is at the door. Be blessed and praised in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have prayed.
Amen.
Closer to home, closer to home. Precious Lord, we once again pray for all who will be baptized now. May it be a covenant of a good conscience with God. Give them the grace to have died with you, to have been buried together with you, and to have been risen together with you unto a new life. Be with them, with each one of them, O Lord. And we consecrate to you your whole church worldwide. Bless all who have come from all over Europe and from other countries. To hear your word for this time. And we thank you also for that, what your servant, Brother Branham, has said.
That
the most important, the most clear evidence is that we believe every word, every promise, receiving it, accepting it. And by this, we are confirming that you are true and all the words of God are true. And we thank you that we can preach your everlasting gospel as your word. Bless in particular all in the Portuguese language. This time we ask, we pray for them in a special way. And bless also our beloved brother and all co-workers by grace. Bless in particular our visit from Chile. Bless, O Lord, bless. We are your people. We are your church. May all feel at home at this place. Connect us. Join us in your inner love. O God, blessed and praised art thou. Bless our brothers from the DRC. And bless in particular my friend Dr. Mbie. Bless him. And bless all brothers who phoned, which telephone numbers remained in the office. May they understand it, and may they all be blessed. Precious Lord, my heart is driven to thank you that you have given us a full portion in that what you promised for this time, having part in that what you are doing right now. Bless all who have heard your word in my last missionary trip. Bless all who are joining us online today. And bless the days ahead of us and weeks. We commit everything to you. And once again we thank you. Once again we thank you. That we understood your speaking.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And all the people say, Amen. And now we sing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you until the next time. Amen.